Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Curtis, sitting in for Carrie Miller. Just last week, President Trump gave his State of the Union address. He called for a new bipartisanship, investment in infrastructure, an immigration bill, and prison reform. And then on Friday, the memo was released, and bipartisanship appears to be on hold right now. Joining me now is Ken Rudin, the host of the Political Junkie podcast. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Stephanie.
If you have a question for Ken about the Nunes memo or anything else that's happening, we've got a government shutdown coming down the pike, too. Give us a call, 651-227-6000 or 1-800-242-2828. And I know it seems like ancient history, Ken, but I did want to ask you at least one question about the State of the Union. What did you think about Trump's agenda for next year and how it was received?
Well, the thing I came away with from the State of the Union was not so much of an agenda, but his pledges for putting partisanship aside and working together and working across party lines to make government work. And, of course, on paper, that sounds good. And when you give a speech like that, that sounds good as well. But it also ignores what we've seen for the past 12 months of just nonstop politics and politics as usual. And politics, as usual, emphasized by accelerated by a president that we've never kind of seen that kind of politics before. So on paper, to the ears, it sounded good. It sounded promising. But as you point out, the battles between the two parties continued almost immediately with the release Friday of the Nunes memo. So, you know, again, it's great to talk about putting politics aside, but that doesn't last very long in Washington, and it certainly doesn't last very long with this president.
Okay, so let's just move on to that memo. All right, the subject line is formally, let's get this, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses at the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So what was in the memo? What actually was in this one that people have been waiting for weeks now?
Well, the Republicans have touted this and have promised this to be a big bombshell, that it shows that there's biases in both the FBI and Justice Department investigations into Trump of alleged collusion with the Russians in 2016 and alleged Trump obstruction of justice in 2017 in his effort to cover up the Mueller probe. So the Republican memo basically said that the Justice Department and the FBI went to this court, this special court, to get a surveillance on a guy named Carter Page, and it was based on flawed and biased memos that basically was financed by Hillary Clinton's campaign. So their argument was that the FBI and the Justice Department and Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, in doing this investigation into the Trump campaign, it was biased and financed by the Democrats. Now, of course, when you looked at the memo, it didn't show anything, basically, because as the Democrats have been trying to argue, and even members of the Justice Department have been arguing, that's not what really happened, that the investigation into Carter Page, for example, began in 2013, and the investigation itself did not begin because of the so-called Steele dossier paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, but it started when George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign official, met with somebody and talked about how Russia had damaging information on Hillary Clinton. So basically, the bombshell that the Nunes memo was promising didn't really come to light.
Well, whether there was a bombshell or not, I mean, people have interpreted it as a bombshell. Some people have said that this is a Saturday night massacre in slow motion. You can guess which side is saying that. And other people are saying that this shows corruption in the Obama administration. This is just the first thing that they found, and we're going to be unveiling more, and we're going to find out that the Obama administration executive administration was completely corrupt.
Well, you're absolutely right, because Devin Nunes has promised more memos, maybe not with the fanfare that the last Friday memo had, but he promised more uncovering of abuses by the Obama Justice Department and by Hillary Clinton campaign as well. But Donald Trump did say on Friday that this memo vindicates him, that it shows that basically he did nothing wrong, and this was, you know, a flawed investigation from the beginning. But Democrats say that, you know, what it is doing, the purpose of this memo was to discredit Rod Rosenstein, was to discredit Robert Mueller and the investigation, and almost could give President Trump a reason to, let's just say, for example, fire Rosenstein or make Rosenstein fire Bob Mueller. And that's when the Democrats talk about a possible Saturday night massacre, because, of course, in 1973, Richard Nixon had Archibald Cox fired. First, Elliot Richardson resigned. Then William Ruckelshaus resigned. And he got Robert Bork to fire Archibald Cox, which began a serious investigation into the abuses of Watergate. Democrats see a parallel with what Trump has done with Russia in 2016 and 2017.
Let's go to a call from Roberta in Maple Grove. Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. What's your question for Ken?
I'm just tired of, what does this do for the Republicans? What does it do for the Democrats? You know, not what does it do for the American people. But why is no one just coming flat out and saying, that's not how we do investigations in this country? If the FBI is doing something wrong, the Congress does have oversight. They need to have meetings. They need to get people to testify. And they need to, you know, why is, I don't know, everything I hear is pundits and opinions and who's it going to help and who's it going to hurt, instead of, that's not how we do it.
So you want to hear
more. If
they're
doing bad, we need to find out. But this isn't how it's done.
Great. Thanks, Roberta. Ken?
I think Roberta makes a very important point in the fact that that you're absolutely right. We are talking, just like with the State of the Union, we talk about winners and losers and don't talk about what it's doing to the country. And the fact is that, for one thing, for the first part, that this memo was released over the objections of the Justice Department and the FBI, saying this would be very reckless, would hurt national security, is not in the government's and the country's best interest. But of course, if the Republicans wanted to prove a point, they do release it. Now, in fairness to Democrats, there's going to be a vote today, I think at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Adam Schiff is offering a motion saying the Democrats have a rebuttal, and basically it makes the argument what the FBI was really doing. It was not basing its information on a flawed dossier. Here's what the FBI was actually doing and why, and the justification for going to a court to get a surveillance order against the Trump campaign official. So in answer to what Roberta is saying, the Democrats, at least in my view, seem to want to have the whole story come out with the problems of the investigation to begin with, but also what the FBI was really doing. And you know, I mean, I'm not saying that one side is playing politics and the other isn't, but I think if we got to see the Schiff memo, the Democrats' memo, you'll see the full picture, and then you'll see which side is playing politics.
Do we need the Democrats' memo, do you think, or has the picking apart of the memo in the press and by journalists, is that enough? Or is there information that the Democrats have access to that you think the public would need to see?
Well, look, the point is the Democrats are making the argument that what the Republicans released on Friday was cherry picking of information, wasn't the whole story. So you kind of think, well, maybe give the Democrats their chance to release their side. But, Steffi, you do make an interesting point in the fact that several Republicans, at least four Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, said, wait a second, the way Devin Nunes and the way Donald Trump is portraying this memo is really not accurate. It doesn't really impugn Mueller or Rosenstein. It really does not vindicate Donald Trump. Matter of fact, it has nothing to do with the investigation at all. So in some way, you don't really need what the Democrats have to say. But again, if the Republicans, if Devin Nunes is going to put out a memo that says the FBI was biased, the Justice Department was biased from the beginning, the Democrats want to point out that no, that the FBI and the intelligence agencies went by the book, and they want to get their story out as well.
So we're facing another government shutdown. It's coming up. What has to happen for us to avoid another shutdown?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a shutdown at all. I think the Democrats, who may have probably forced the shutdown last time because they said we're not going to go for a deal on funding the government unless the Dreamers are funded, and that didn't work out well, and so it ended after 3 days. I suspect that what you're going to have on Thursday, or at least Friday at midnight, you know, ends Thursday night, is going to what we've had for the past four shutdowns, or the past four times, meaning that they come to the final moment of truth, and they do a short-term funding, and nothing gets decided. There's no agreement between the Democrats and Republicans on Dreamers. I know that Republican Senator John McCain and Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware are trying to have a standalone funding of the Dreamers program for several years. But Republicans will not go along with that unless there's a corresponding funding of the wall. So ultimately, I think that, again, we're coming to another deadline. The Congress is going to pass a short-term funding, let's say for a month. And then a month from now, we go through the same exact thing. And you wonder why people are fed up with government and why nothing gets done. Because there's no such thing as profiles and courage. They just don't have the guts to sit down and give, you know, compromise with each other because both sides are playing absolutist politics. So it's discouraging, but again, it's also politics as usual.
Do you think there's any chance that they'll just pass another continuing resolution in March, or do they really have to pass an actual budget in this election year? I mean, it's midterm elections. It's a big deal for both parties.
Well, yes and no. Is the public getting tired of this, you know, this continuing stopgap resolution? Sure. Is it a campaign issue? I don't think so. I think with all the issues that are going on with how much both sides are making this a referendum on the Trump administration after 2 years, I don't think the fact that they can't come up with a budget deal is going to be that consequential. So even though it is embarrassing to see them once again pass a stopgap spending thing, they'll do it on Thursday. They'll probably do it again in March. Ultimately, I don't think that'll be one of the key things that the Republicans and Democrats will be fighting about in November.
What about immigration? Do they have to get that passed in March to actually wrap it up and be able to say in November, this is what we did?
Well, I don't know how the country feels about it. I mean, the polls indicate that overwhelming majority of people feel that the so-called Dreamers, the kids who were brought here illegally as children years ago, who have lived in this country for so many years, most Americans feel they deserve protection from deportation. And President Trump several months ago said March 5th was the deadline for Congress to make a decision. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has promised a debate and vote on the issue. And I suspect that should happen this month, certainly before the March 5th deadline. And so I do expect to see that in the Senate. But where the House goes on the Dreamers is completely different story completely, because Paul Ryan and the more conservative element of Republicans in the House has promised no such thing to the pro-DACA Democrats. So, look, I think there's a crisis coming up, but I suspect that there will be a debate and vote ultimately in the Senate probably sooner than later.
Ken, thank you for joining us again. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Stephanie.